With a new online criminal background check system launching Monday, improvements to the Criminal Offender Record Information System, or CORI, come 2 years after legislation was signed to protect Massachusetts residents who have paid their debt to society. The new CORI database update provides easier access to the public, including landlords and employers seeking background information on potential tenants or employees. At the same time, the system overhaul will restrict their searches to information on convictions dating back only 10 years. Many groups across the state, including unions and those representing low-income populations, have been advocating for CORI reform for the past several years. Neighbor to Neighbor Massachusetts is one citizens' rights advocacy group with offices across the state that became active in reforming CORI in 2007 as part of the Commonwealth CORI Coalition. Wilmelia Rivera, coordinator for Neighbor to Neighbor, says that the latest improvements to the system created in 1972 will help many Massachusetts residents resume a normal life.
The Department of Criminal Justice did a lot of work in the last 2 years cleaning up the old system and making sure that, you know, old records were really cleaned up. And not just that, but also people just really have an opportunity now to really ensure who is checking their CORI and at what stage. In that process, and really giving more people an opportunity to get back on their feet and back to employment, and also to stable housing as well.
Rivera also says that by removing old, inaccurate, and non-convictions from the system, the state is strengthening the labor pool.
We're talking about people that have already gotten their lives together. You know, if you're 5 or 10 years post, you know, what your past was, all these folks are ready and willing to enter the labor force, and this gives them an opportunity to restore that access to the labor force to be able to get sustainable, you know, work like anyone else.
The groups do have some concerns over the new laws. Steve O'Neill of Worcester-based EPICA, the Ex-Prisoners and Prisoners Organizing for Community Advancement, says that the law does nothing to regulate private companies who can provide background screenings at a cheaper rate than accessing the state's new CORI system.
The pricing of it is such that it's not competitive with this sort of shadow system, this private background checking system. And our concern at this point is that the intent of the law is effectively sabotaged by that, because most employers and landlords are not going to pay the $25 per record fee to use the state system, and they'll keep using these inaccurate, incomplete, unregulated sources.
O'Neill said he hoped to communicate to state officials the need to improve the CORI update to regulate the private background checking industry. The new CORI system does not eliminate records for those convicted of homicide or sex offenses. Opponents of the new system say that employers have the right to know as much criminal information about potential employees as possible. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.